On Ofa Orange, Sam Lambert was again flying straight and level.
A pilot to navigator, plot a course to get us back in the stream.
Yes, Sam. Going to be late on target.
You're all right, Battis.
I was told the tail would come off.
Sometimes it does. Give it to all crew. Any damage to report?
Well, I'm here. We've got a bit of a crack on the nuts, Steve, but otherwise rather dry.
Need attention, Digby.
Ask you nothing serious. I've known worse the morning after.
Pilot's awareness operator. Come in, Jimmy. Navigator, check on Jimmy. Is he all right?
Navigator to pilot. He's okay, Skip. He's off intercom picking up my charts.
Mid-upper, yeah? Everything okay? No, thank you.
All right, Vincey. Flash, you all right?
I never saw him talk last minute.
Flow taking out the perspex shield to give a clear view.
Cut the cackle, Vincey. Everybody, we've had our free warning. Keep your bloody eyes open. New setting, Cohen, as soon as you have it.
17 minutes to target. Turn right. 035 degrees.
035 it is.
We go down and we sit there and a lot of them, they are praying and they sit and wait and hope that nothing happened to us, that it goes in another place.
Who is it?
Good ball, Anna.
August Bach's house in Florastrasse Altgarten.
There's something wrong.
There's been a bomb alert.
I heard the siren. I was expecting you.
Were you?
August said today if there was an air raid, I could depend on you.
Look, what are you after?
I'm sorry?
August is more than twice your age. He's not rich. I'm better off than him. Of course, I've no medals, only this gammy leg, but that wouldn't put you off, would it, Anna Louisa?
I love him, and he loves me.
Well, you may have fooled him, but I know about you and that young fellow.
Anna Louisa, who's out there?
Go to sleep, Hansel. It's only Cousin Gert. What are you doing up, anyway?
Cousin Gert, are you drunk?
Hello there, Hansel. No, young'un, I'm merry.
You should be asleep.
I can't. There are lights in the sky.
What lights? Go on, go to bed.
Backup Lancasters were beginning to remark the site of the misplaced red target indicators from Alan Hill's Mosquito with red and green TIs.
Hansel, get your coat and shoes. Quickly. You too.
What does it mean?
Quickly, Hansel!
Quick, I'm not sleeping.
They're target flares.
What?
They dropped those lights to mark the targets for the bombers.
Well, they won't bomb here. Why would they bomb here?
Old Foster Taylor has a deep cellar. Come on, quickly, Hansel!
Starbuck used to bring hot drinks to the shelter when we were in Crayford.
No, no time!
Are they going to bomb us, Uncle Gert?
Of course not, Hansel. We're going to Herr Foster's shelter just to be on the safe side.
Here, Hansel, have my torch. Tell Herr Foss I sent you!
Don't be afraid, Hansel. There's nothing to bomb here.
Only us!
The town hall, Altgarten.
They're dropping flares, east of the town.
I saw them.
We're ready for them, Herr Burgermeister. The Red Cross women are heating the soup. Frau Gretel and Frau Josef are waiting for you.
Heil Hitler!
Heil Hitler!
At the beginning of the war, Walter had requisitioned the old department of births and deaths in the basement of the town hall for his splendid air raid control center. Walter was proud of its maps and plans and special phone lines and electricity generator. But he never dreamt that he would ever use them.
Ready?
Pilot Officer Roger Donald Lancaster was over Altgarten at 0 hours plus two. His bomb aimer, Flying Officer Frank Layton, saw the misplaced marker flares. He was surprised that his coordinates were wrong, but he was convinced this was Krefeld when he saw the image on his navigator's H2S, which showed reflections off water, which was what he expected to see outside Krefeld.
Steady. Bomb's gone. Hold steady for the flash, Skip.
It was, in fact, reflections of the greenhouses of Altgarten's small market gardens. His green target indicator flares landed right on top of Alan Hill's red.
Clear!
He also dropped 4,000 pounds of high explosive.
Bomb doors closed.
Close bomb doors, Skip.
It was bomb doors closed, big sigh of relief. You'd feel the aircraft rise after the bombs were dropped because it's quite a huge weight. You could actually feel it go up.
The next Lancasters dropped 30-pound incendiaries and more green target indicators, as well as several tons of 500-pound general-purpose bombs. The Baccarat TIs were to prove fatal for the town. They would burn for 20 minutes on the far side of Altgarten to the east, And as the raid progressed and the bombing crept back from them, more and more bombs would land on the town's wooden center.
Come on, man. It doesn't take that long to walk to the hut and back.
The first casualty in Altgarten was the water processing plant manager, Alfred Thankel, who had rushed from the Burgermeister's party to his post when the alarm went off. When he got there, he realized his keys were in his other jacket. Alfred Fankel was still standing outside the waterworks waiting for the foreman to fetch the spare set when a 250-pound high-explosive bomb went off. Fankel was thrown some 120 feet into the air. When the keys were brought, there was no gate to unlock. The bright red and green TIs and the first explosions and flames could now be seen from 10 miles away by the main force bombers in the stream. The operation against Krefeld had gone terribly wrong. As the first thumps were heard in Herr Voss's house in Florastrasse, Anna Luisa smiled encouragingly at Hansel.
Herr Voss, shouldn't we all go down to the cellar?
Wait one moment!
Two of the 500-pound medium-capacity bombs dropped from Wing Commander Hugh Munro's Lancaster R. Roger hit slum housing to the east of Altgarten's town centre, some 1.5 miles away from Florastrasse. One failed to explode, like a sixth of all the bombs of this type Bomber Command took to Germany. Munro's Lancaster was now almost overhead. Anna Luisa didn't know, but Munro's next bomb, hung up in his bomb bay, was now whistling through the night air above them. 4,000 pounds of RDX and TNT high explosive, and it would hit Florastrasse. It demolished the large apartment block at the corner of Fosse's Road. 23 people were dead and 17 were dying. 6 had lost limbs. These were the ones who had heard the alarm, thought it was a mistake and ignored it. 21 more would die because they hadn't.
Dusk, you couldn't see 4 or 5 meters, I think, 4 or 3 meters, I don't know exactly.
Having taken shelter in the apartment cellar, they were buried, but not yet dead.
My mother covered us, our heads, with a big pillow concerning the noise and that we would be hurt by bricks and so on.
The air inside would get fouler as the night wore on and run out 12 hours after the explosion.
Suddenly it was complete darkness. The electricity had gone when the bombs came nearer. And we thought it is the end for us all. My grandmother, 64 years old, she prayed for Israel and we heard it.
36 hours before rescuers reached them, they would all be dead, including the mother of the town hall telephonist, Gerda Josef.
Three more explosions in Dorfstrasse.
Deep in the basement of Altgarten's town hall, she and her colleagues relayed news of explosions and fires.
Fire at 35 Kaiser in Augustusstrasse, Herr Bürgermeister.
Just mark them on the map. What's the matter with you people? We've practiced these bomb raid procedures so many times.
Control center. Large explosion in the Florastrasse. The Kaiser building has collapsed. My mother's there visiting her sister.
I'm sure everyone heard the warning, Fräulein Josef, and went to the cellar.
Night fighter pilot Baron Victor von Löwenherz was now 3 miles from a Lancaster on a converging course.
Anything, Rudy? It should be on your screen.
The radar screen we had, if you get the line, the tube, the green line, and then when the plane comes in, the bomber, you get a blip.
Got it. 700 meters away. Closing fast. Tell me when you have a visual contact, Bernard. Closing 650 meters. Got it. 1 o'clock high for Luke's Garden. 600 meters. Closing.
It's happened. If you had the same altitude, like the four-engine plane, you felt the prop wash. You felt, here is a light turbulence from the fellow in front of you. And then I tell you, it's like with a hunter. You feel here is the guy you have to shoot down within the next seconds.
No sign of avoiding tactics. Caps are one to Ehrman. I have visual sighting. Dropping beneath him.
Message understood, Captain One.
Löwenherz couldn't stop thinking of his friend and fellow officer Christian Himmel, now presumably in the hands of the Gestapo. The photographs in the official Luftwaffe medical file, freezing experiments on human beings, which Christian had stolen and shown him, wouldn't leave him either.
The light switch is on the left, at the bottom of the steps, gentlemen. Miss?
Yes, I've got it. Hold my hand, Hansel.
Anna Luisa couldn't understand why Herr Voss had seemed so reluctant to let them use his cellar. Perhaps she thought he was waiting for the two SS men to leave.
You and the boy have the sofa, miss. Shall I fetch him a blanket? He should be asleep.
I'm not tired, Herr Voss.
Where are you going, Voss?
Back upstairs to fetch a blanket for the boy, Sturmbannführer.
Stay here.
What? Oh, no problem. I won't be long.
Didn't you hear me? I said, stay here. Nice collection of objets d'art. Now, we've got to 15,000, I believe, for the carpet and the silver.
Yes.
Don't worry, you're getting a bargain, boss. Give me the cash, and the corporal and I will be on our way.
There's an air raid going on.
Ah, here's the safe.
Couldn't we wait until...
Open it!
I can't.
What?
I can't open it. I need the combination. Old men's memories aren't good. It's written in my appointment book. Upstairs.
Get it.
Yes.
Twenty-five miles from Altgarten, Löwenherz is moving closer behind and underneath the Lancaster.
Safety catches off.
The three 20mm Ehrlichan cannons fitted in the nose of the Junkers 88 are cocked and ready.
Ernest, speed, please. 300. It's slow for Lancaster. 290.
Easy back. Löwenherz inches under the huge aircraft.
What you saw was a silhouette. You saw the 1, 2, 3, 4 engines. You saw also 8 blue flames, if you're close enough.
The two are flying in close formation. With the Lancaster 100 feet above him, Löwenherz can see every detail of the aircraft.
Sometimes we could read the squadron letters. Sometimes it was possible to see all the people in the bomber, right? And the...
What's all that, Mark?
Black from Venlo.
Did Big tell you what he said to the wing commander, Skip?
Shut it, Fedders. Keep your eyes on those dials.
What's this?
Put him straight, good and proper, didn't he?
Just told him what I feel. What the hell was that?
Trying to bump her up a bit. Is this something about crew changes, by any chance?
No jumped-up, snotty-nosed little Tommy's going to move me from your crew, Skip. Cheeky bastard. Well, we're a damn good crew. We'll stick together.
To the pilot, if you saw him, he reported, "Ich berühre, I touch." And then if he intended to attack you, "Ich mache poke poke."
Löwenherz gets ready to open fire on the Lancaster above him.
In the moment I pull the stick back, I let him go into the gun sight when shooting.
The fighter shudders as it teeters on the verge of stalling, hanging in the air stationary under the great bomber.
And when I had him in the gun sight, I kept him there. And they are still shooting, and then he must be hit at the...
As the Lancaster moves forward above them, Löwenherz's thumb hovers over the firing button on the stick.
Burn right away. These tanks. Between number one and two engine.
On Lancaster's Z for Zebra, Flight Lieutenant Martin Fleming, 21, and his crew on their first mission to Germany were totally unaware of Löwenherz's Junkers 88 until the first of 30 cannon shells entered through the forward hatch, missing the bomb aimer lying on it by an inch and exploding on contact with the forward gun turret. Löwenherz pulls back the stick and rakes his cannon fire down the wing root and tail of the Lancaster. One shell severs the throttle and rudder controls and bursts the glycol bottle. The whole of the cabin fills in a second with choking white mist. The bomb aimer is dead, and Fleming is mortally wounded. shell comes through the bomb bay and explodes under the navigator's position. In that peculiar way of explosions, it sucks the shattered, unrecognizable pieces of the navigator downwards, while blowing out the astrodome and catapulting the wireless operator sitting under it out into the night unharmed. Charlie Carter hasn't got a scratch on him, or a parachute.
I told Dad what you wrote about the dangers being exaggerated, Charlie. We all miss you, and are looking forward to March the 1st.
Wireless operator Charlie Carter, 19 years of age, had been nervous all day. He was due home on leave soon to marry his fiancée, Lucy.
We've been seeing lots of Lucy. And last night, I got a look at the wedding dress.
Oh, God.
As Charlie falls, the cloud clears and he sees red and green lights all around him.
Beautiful. So beautiful.
It's really beautiful, Charlie. Lucy's mum is so handy with a needle. Let's hope Lucy takes after her.
I told you, always wear your parachute. I mean, always.
Thought I'd have time to grab it, Flight.
You two are going to be so happy together, I just know it. All love, mum.
It is now 11 seconds since Löwenherz flicked off the safety catch. The next three shells fracture the metal formers where the rear fuselage is bolted on, effectively breaking the aircraft's back. The whole rear section buckles violently. It will fall away in 53 seconds. The mid-upper gunner is killed by shrapnel from the fifth explosion. The rear gunner, unharmed, clings to his weapons as he seesaws abruptly in the rear turret, his head hitting the perspex. It is almost a blessing when he dies. Decapitated by shrapnel from shell 30.
This fellow was burning. And then I moved away, right away, about 500 meters on the right side, and I watched him.
O Orange is a quarter of a mile away.
Meet up with the pilot. Lancaster in trouble, off starboard.
Thanks, Benji, we see him. It's Fleming.
Why don't they get out?
Löwenherz fired 180 shells in 7 seconds. 20 would have made the aircraft unflyable, but 30 have ripped through her. Pilot Officer Fleming is the last person left alive on Zed Zebra. His legs have been blown off at the knees, but he feels only terror.
I'm sorry! I'm so sorry, chaps! I can't hold it! Sorry, chaps! Bad show! I can't hold it!
He is still pulling on the useless control wheel, the cables long since blown away, when the aircraft plows into the ground. It is only 4 minutes after the first shell hit them. To Pilot Officer Fleming, it has seemed like 4 years.
All of a sudden, a voice screams out, "Skipper, we've been hit, we have had it, we're going down." Everybody on the crew at that particular moment thought it was our crew. But the intercom had got tangled. It was another crew. The nightmare was, as they were going down, each one was screaming. We heard them all screaming out, "Mother, mother, mother." Piercing screams. Still stays with me.
As Helmut Voss had hurried up the steps of his cellar some minutes before, Robbie Anderson Sterling was overhead, the first of over 100 carrying only incendiaries.
Bombs away, Skip!
And 3,000 magnesium sticks fall on Altgarten.
Plock, plock. This was the sound of the fire, stick fire bombs. We know nothing about the phosphor canisters. The official know something about it, but did not talk about it.
They penetrate roofs and burn anything or anyone that comes into contact with them. as Over Orange flies towards Altgarten, following the rest of the stream. Sam Lambert's face and oxygen mask are lit by bursts of flak and light from the fires below. Digby, lying on his stomach over the forward hatch, looks for the dark shape which represents the lake to the north of Kaiser.
Pilot to Bombay, how are we doing, Digby? I can see the markers, we're on the right track.
It was like a hobbs of hell, if you like. No, it was awesome and frightening because I'm just going down there.
It looks like shit and derision down there, Skip.
Christ. I see it.
Of course you think of the people under the bombs. How could you?
Germany's full of medieval towns with narrow streets. Their houses are built really close together.
Yeah, this is really very good, dear.
Yes, it is, Mummy.
They go up like tinder. You should see the bombing pictures.
That school in Catford last month didn't look too good either after the Hun was over. Neither did Coventry.
Oh, they sowed the wind, now they'll reap the whirlwind, eh?
What exactly are you saying, Sam? Now, you're not saying we shouldn't bomb the Germans at all.
Maybe there should be an international ban on all area bombing.
Do you think Hitler could be trusted to keep to that?
It's not just factories, that's what I'm saying. We're killing German civilians too.
Killing Germans is the whole idea, I'd have thought. We're at war, Sam. More wine, Ruth.
Oh, thank you.
A war, by the way, we didn't start. But Hitler started. Thank you. Well, we'll finish it.
I'm not sure what we're doing, Will.
Maybe Churchill and Harris know better.
I doubt it.
Daddy might be right. If we bomb their cities and towns enough, the German people will turn against Hitler and his mob.
It doesn't work like that, Ruth. Remember Londoners during the Blitz? Everyone got behind Churchill and the war effort, even pacifists. The Germans will do the same. Every bomb we drop on civilians simply strengthens Hitler's position.
I jolly well hope you don't talk like this in front of your chaps.
Maybe I should. Perhaps some of them feel the same as me.
I rather doubt it.
So what do you want me to do, father-in-law?
Mm?
Not think about it? Have no feelings? Just be a killing machine?
During the Great War, a man could get shot for the attitude you've displayed tonight. Excuse me.
Then the bombs came. When I was a child, I laughed. There was a thunderstorm, and it remembered me to a thunderstorm when we had to go to the cellar. And this we had one. The whistling is, I remember.
Helmut Voss was moving as briskly as his arthritis permitted, heading for his brother's house in Lieberflachstrasse. A huge pile of smouldering rubble lies where the Kaiser Building apartments once stood.
Please, Herr Voss, help me! My wife's trapped in the cellar! Help me lift this up!
Voss never looked up to see the old man scrambling over the rubble. Who could be alive under that lot? His wife was obviously dead. What was the point, Voss thought? It was to be his last.
These air mines, they were the most dangerous things which came down. The most noisy things, and they made it like a... It was such a terrible bomb that everything was trembling.
In the Burgermeister's control center, explosions were marked by red flags and fires by yellow flags on the large-scale street map. Fräulein Josef began to worry they would run out of little flags before long.
It's true, Herr Burgermeister.
What are you talking about?
I can't go, the road's on fire.
Stand up straight when you report to me, young man.
The flames are about to fire the house running down the street, sir.
Fräulein Gerda, report this to the gasmeister. Go and tell her exactly where the fire is. What?
I don't know what. Fireman says the hoses have got flat.
Frau Bertha, I want to speak to the waterworks manager on the telephone. Keep trying.
Yes.
You must get in touch with it.
Is somebody fixing it? But there are dozens of underground fractures. They fix one, it leaks out somewhere else. What's wrong with your leg?
Bloody incendiary. It's nothing, just... Careless!
You should get it fixed!
Everyone down!
Listen, we can't do anything here. And there are still patients up on the third floor of the East Wing. Old people, bedridden. We've got to evacuate them before the fire spreads.
Lead the way!
The main staircase is kaput, but we can use the service there.
Shit, that does.
You should get it looked at.
Yes, when the fire's out.
We can get in through the merchant slasher entrance if the fire hasn't spread.
You men, come with us!
The unchecked fires were getting out of control, joining together in one conflagration. Oxygen, flammable material, and people would be sucked in to feed the flames. The increasing winds heralded the firestorm. Twelve bombers a minute are passing over Altgarden. One is over Orange.
Left, steady.
Bomb aimers passed alterations to course in the form of two lefts or one right.
Right.
The idea being that in the noise and confusion, this would be clearer. In the nose of the aircraft, Digby has his hand on the bomb release switch. His eyes on the flames and lights below. He aims at the center of the burning mass.
I wouldn't aim for the biggest fire. I'd aim for my perception of what the target was. And if they coincide, a good show.
Bomb doors open, master switch on, bombs fused and selected.
Steady. Right. Left. Steady. Out here, Skip. Target's coming up too soon.
It's the right place. Looks like an inferno.
Beat up, Skip. Flat getting closer.
Come on, Digby. Left. Just drop the bastard things.
Steady. Digby.
Drop them!
Binti, Skip, did we just
get off the effing intercom, Binti!
Steady. Bless you, Skip! Bloody Sterling right below us!
Shit! Diggers, hold a second!
Once I did have a photograph of... of an ugly Halifax below me. And a bombing bloke went mad. I said, well, gee, I couldn't see it. There was so much going on. I was concentrating, but there it was.
200 yards to the east of O Orange and flying at 18,000 feet was S for Sugar. Flight Lieutenant Sweet Bomb Aimer Tim Speak is in the nose with his eye to the bomb site.
Steady.
No, this isn't the place. Pilot to Bomb Aimer. What the blazes is you up to? I don't want a bomb here. Let's get right to the centre.
We have dead centre targets, sir.
I want them further in.
Flag to starboard, Skipper.
I know, Murphy, you're not blind. Do you see what I mean, Speak? It'll be under us any moment.
Where have I got, sir? Just tell me...
What the hell's wrong?
Sorry, sir.
Take it easy.
It was coming right at me.
Get a grip of yourself, Speak, and stop calling me sir. I'm not a blasted bank manager. Skip or skipper. Now, can you see the centre?
Yes. I can still make it.
Mark's getting a bit close.
Open bomb doors.
Not on your Nelly. We bloody overshot it now. Right, Murphy, we're going round again.
Don't do it, Skip.
What?
You're crossing the stream, Skip.
Relax, Murphy. I know what I'm doing.
Bomb's gone.
Sam Lambert feels the aircraft lift up as the bombs drop away.
Close the bomb doors, let's get...
Bollocks, Skip. Fire flash hasn't gone.
What? Say again.
The sodding fire flash is hung up. That's where the switch again, Sonny.
What's up with the photo flash, Digby?
It won't flash. You try waggling the wheels.
Hang on. Jimmy, you're nearest. Take a deco. Holding her steady.
Jimmy here, Skip. I can see the photo flash bomb and it's not flashing.
Here goes. Trying to shake it out. Smarter, and then let's try to take a picture.
Not budging, Skip. It's stuck.
Blooming it. That was close.
Can't stop it forever.
It's damn solid.
The Würzburg radar operator at Turnhofen had S for Sugar as his target. And when they came round again, the operator couldn't believe his luck. A night fighter from Krunswick, codenamed Katz 3, was guided onto her and was now closing in. The pilot of the Junkers 88, 19-year-old Hermann Gramlich, was an expert. His radar operator had S for sugar half a mile ahead as Sweet brought her round for his second bombing run.
Pilots aboard, Aimer.
Sir, Skip.
You're clear where I want you to drop them?
In the dark bit to the east.
Precisely. Good show, Speak. Make our mark. What? Bomb doors open. Master switch on. Bombs fused and selected.
Skip.
See you make a good job of it. Okay, chum?
At St. Antonius's hospital, the fire was now spreading to the main wing.
Have they evacuated the basement yet?
No point. They're safer in there.
Not if this lot comes down on them.
We could hear the sounds of the heavy engines of the incoming bombers, and we heard the flak and the bombs. And in our cellar, looking at each other out of big eyes, without saying a word, we listened for the explosions of the bombs coming closer.
Especially the elderly women prayed very often. That was very interesting in the time of the National Socialist Movement, because it was not very popular to pray in public. That was a very impressive situation in the crowded shelter buildings.
Quickly, you men! We haven't got all night!
Climbing towards the third floor is Gert Berle and Johannes Ilscher, the fire chief.
What's that noise? Sounds like singing.
The old ones, trapped in their beds, watching the bombs drop. But there's nothing else they can do.
Do you feel that, Gert? The whole building's moving!
Our forefathers built these places to last. They won't collapse.
Really?
Neither will we while there's work still to do for the fatherland. Don't you listen to our Führer on the wireless.
Of the four 500-pound bombs from Lambert's aircraft, one demolished the main post office. Among the thousands of letters which were burned there tonight was Gerd Berle's letter to August. Two others landed in the public park, but the last of the four went off in the grounds of the hospital. Mercifully, Sam Lambert would never know the devastating effect. The outer wall of the hospital buckled and tumbled into the courtyard, exposing the wards on the third floor and giving the helpless patients in their beds a vast panoramic view of the town in flames. Immediately after, the metal framework gave way completely and the third floor tilted down towards the courtyard. Beds began to slide across the highly polished floor towards the inferno. Nurses tried to grab hold of patients and were dragged over the edge with them. Bodies and beds fall 90 feet into the burning courtyard, piling on top of each other. Then the building collapses, showering the writhing, screaming mass of bodies with burning material, bricks, concrete, and metal.
Pilot to navigator, Cohen, can you hear me?
Sam banks steeply and turns orange away from the devastation below.
Give me a course for Norfolk.
300 degrees, Skipper.
Searchlights off the port beam, Skip.
Compass at 300 degrees.
They're coming here, starboard beam. Some poor sod's got hit by a bloody night fighter.
It's like one of our legs.
The rear gunner on Esper Sugar had seen the night fighter just as it opened fire. He was blown apart by the first 20 millimeter shell. The 19.5 grams of hexagen A1 high explosive liquefied his torso, and heat from the incendiary which followed it, burning at 2,500 degrees, incinerated what was left of his corpse.
Closing throttle, Ramstein, fuel cut off, feathering, port inner, extinguisher on.
Pilot to rear gunner. What are you playing at, Frank? Why didn't you warn me, you Lincoln boot?
How's she handling, Skip?
Ailerons, US, radish, loose-ish.
Front motor's losing power, must have taken a hit.
Come in, rear gunner. Let's hear your lame excuses.
Oh, where was that here, Skip? On the rear section. It's unshut. It's
unshut. Bugger, sir. Thanks. Well, I'm killing the bombs, sir. Close bomb
doors. Who gave the order to drop those bombs? I didn't,
sir. Well, I thought I had the order. Sorry, sir.
This op doesn't count now. A jettison is the same as an abort. I'm having you court-martialed for this.
Well, I heard the order, sir.
Shall we prepare to bail out, sir?
No, sir. We certainly should prepare to bail out, sir. Oh.
In the cellar, it was over 10 minutes since Herr Voss had left Annal and Hansel with the two SS men.
Guard, guard, this, that. No! Careful, idiot!
Why are you taking Herr Voss's things?
He has no more need of them.
Herr Voss, are you up there? He may be hurt.
He's not coming back, I told you. Now sit down and shut up!
You know the penalty for looting.
I said shut it!
Ow!
Leave me alone, you!
Oh, I'm all right, Hansel. The boy's father is an Oberleutnant in the Luftwaffe. He'll learn about this.
Against the wall! Get out of there! You two, boy, move! I've wasted enough time!
Please, no.
Well, what do you know? I had the combination all the time. Empty the safe.
Esra Sugar was now flying with two engines feathered. And now another one, the starboard outer, was on fire too, and it wasn't responding to the fire extinguisher mounted in the engine. The bomb aimer Speak had bailed out, and the mid-upper gunner and rear gunner were dead. The wireless operator had bailed out too, against Sweet's direct order. Sweet didn't know it, but the oxygen feed to his mask was ruptured. Soon he would be euphorically happy before losing consciousness.
Order an evacuation, skipper. The aircraft's had it.
Rubbish. Navigator, port a course for Wallyford.
But he's dead! You mad bastard!
I'll have them court-martialed. 252s for the lot of them. God, bail out, Murphy, go on.
Wings, God, Christ! She's going into a spin!
Look at me scrambling around on the floor. Oh, I know what I'm doing. And we'll all swing together with our bodies between our knees.
Later, Murphy wouldn't remember how he got to the forward hatch as he fought the centrifugal force of the aircraft rolling over and over again.
Come on, Daniel! Come on, Daniel! Yeah!
Falling through the night sky, Mickey Murphy waited as long as possible before pulling the cord. When he did, the world switched off.
Come on! Put your package in, Corporal! Lift it! What's the corner, man? Damage shot.
Fisher and his corporal were loading their booty into the Kugelwagen outside Herr Voss's house when the bomb from Tommy Carter's Lancaster Joker King landed. 500 pounds of high explosive blew the bodies of the two men high into the air. If their eyes had still been functional, they would have been able to see Herr Voss himself lying in the gutter two streets away, his head caved in by a piece of shrapnel, his life's blood draining along the gutter. As the dust settled, they would also have seen Herr Voss's house completely demolished.
Bomb door's closed. Let's loosen them out and get some speed. Head in, please, navigator.
Okay, skipper.
It would be Tommy Carter's birthday at midnight, his 20th. And his ground crew back at Wally Fen were arranging a surprise party for him.